You can be strict and polite at the same time. Yeah, there are various ways to deal with things. Anything that you have to respect anybody that provides a service on one side. On the other side, you have to also respect people's time. And so if you can't respect somebody telling you no, then you can't respect anything. Yeah. And so in terms of business and in terms of time, very often people need to say no more abruptly, more sharply, more quickly. You're being so sometimes we are polite when we say no. There's what's that great Slovak phrase? Ďakujem, ale nie prosím. You know, it's a very polite no thank you, or thank you and thank you and good night. Thank you and goodbye. Yeah, and that also shows a certain level of respect as well. Thank you, no, goodbye. Then that's not being rude. That's not being rude because you say thank you very much. You give them the yes or no instantly, and then you finish. Thank you very much. No, goodbye. And there's nothing that, and if someone's like bye bye, you just thank you very much. No, goodbye. The phone is a very personal way to communicate, right? And it's, in my personal opinion, it's pretty disrespectful to call somebody out of the, if you say out of the blue, cold calls. Yeah, cold calls. In that sense, if it's a business phone, it's different. I think, you can turn off your business phone and put it in a drawer somewhere and hide it away until the next day. But if it's a personal phone, it definitely shouldn't be like that, especially for, I would say, the older generation, right? Who are too might be more easily persuaded to do something or buy something. And I've seen that happen with my parents, yeah, where people cold call them and try to sell them things. And my parents want to be polite, but you don't. So as I explained, sometimes being polite means being short in our answers and in the way we communicate. And I think it's the same with parenting, right? No means no, right? Yeah, it's not up for debate sometimes. There's a right way to do things and a wrong way to do things, and we need to understand the differences there. So